One of MSU football's most anticipated seasons kicks off Saturday. The Spartans' journey to Kalamazoo to take on the Western Michigan Broncos. Detroit's Free Press sports writer Joe Rexroad will be there, and he's with us now to discuss the weekend and the season ahead. Hey, Joe.
Mark, how are you?
I am great. Welcome back. You get right to the heart of the season ahead for the Spartans here. In a recent Free Press column, you pose five major questions. I'd just like to revisit the question because, as I say, they really get to the heart of the season. We were 13-1 in 2013, and it made it okay to mention Spartans and national title in the same sentence. Is this a legitimate national championship contender this year?
Well, I think the team is good enough to talk about things like that. I think there aren't too many teams out there that right now on paper look much stronger than Michigan State. I think the big issue is I think the team everyone thinks is the best happens to be in Michigan State's division, happens to host Michigan State this year. So, I think that's the big issue, but it's also, it depends on how you want to look at it. It's also an opportunity. But, I really think there's a chance Michigan State goes to Columbus on November 21st, long time from now. I think there's a chance Michigan State goes in there undefeated. And, could be a one-versus-two kind of game. Now, there are certainly other tough teams before then, but I think this team with a third-year starting quarterback and with the offensive and defensive line it has, I think, it's right there.
Where are we weak? Where are we missing people? Where is our depth not what it maybe could be or should be?
Well, I think the big question definitely is at cornerback. First of all, last year this was a step back for the team defensively. This team last year against three elite offenses gave up 45 points a game, 400 passing yards a game, and that's with a first-round cornerback who's gone now in Trey Wayne. So, I think that's where you start with questions. I think there's depth there. The question is, are there any frontline players at that position?
We're talking with the Detroit Free Press's Joe Rexroad about the upcoming Spartan football season. MSU, of course, off to Kalamazoo on Saturday to open the season against Western Michigan. We all remember the crazy energy of assistant coach Pat Narduzzi. He's gone now to Pitt. How much will MSU miss Pat Narduzzi?
Well, that's a good question. I think you heard from so many players after so many games about how his antics made a difference late in a game. And, that's the type of thing you can't just manufacture. That was him. He was the most, from my observation, the most energetic person in the program. A little wild-eyed at times, willing to scream and slap people on the head and get people fired up. So I think that will be missed. As a tactician, I do think that Mark Antonio, it was a big coup for him to be able to keep both Harlan Barnett and Mike Tressel. I figured one of them would actually probably be Narduzzi's coordinator in Pittsburgh. He kept them both as co-coordinators. So the continuity is there. Everyone, the players seem to really like the new linebackers coach, Mark Snyder. He has a lot of energy, too. But, it's also during games. Pat Narduzzi had a real knack for making the right call at the right time, and now Harlan Barnett gets his chance to do that. So we're going to find out a lot more in these first 2 weeks.
Who will the main – let's talk about the defensive secondary here. Who will be the main cornerbacks, and who will be the main running backs? I take it there's some uncertainty there.
Yeah. Well, cornerbacks are starting out with Demetrius Cox and Vyontae Copeland. Vyontae Copeland, probably the biggest, story of the secondary in camp. He's a redshirt freshman, really impressed people. People are throwing around Darquez Denard references when talking about him. But there are other – Arjun Colquhoun, fifth-year senior, was the starter, got hurt in camp. Copeland took advantage. I think that's a battle that will be ongoing, and I think you'll still see Darian Hicks and you'll see Jermaine Edmondson at corner. And at running back, I think that competition goes into the year, too. Madre London starts out number one, redshirt freshman. But, true freshman LJ Scott's very talented. I thought Gerald Holmes, the sophomore, was actually better in the spring game in London. And then Delton Williams, is he going to earn his way back into a major role? I mean, he's a junior who played the last 2 years. I think he could redshirt this year, and I think by the end of the year he could be the main running back, but there's still a lot to determine there.
MSU's going to need Connor Cook to play like a top 10 NFL pick, particularly as you mentioned on November 21st at Ohio State. in order to get to the playoff. Can Connor Cook take another step forward this season? What do you think?
Oh, yeah, I think he can. And, you know, if you look at what he's done since he's been at Michigan State, he's taken a sizable step every year. And I think he can still be more accurate on a consistent basis. I think he can make fewer mistakes. You know, he has had some interceptions dropped the last couple of years. I think he can run a little bit more. Here and there, pick his spots. He is a good athlete, can run the football. I think he will take a step. Will he take a step all the way to that level Michigan State's going to need to win all its games? I don't know, but he's going to be a very good quarterback this year.
Aside from Ohio State, Joe, who are MSU's biggest conference concerns in the Big Ten?
Well, you know, of course, you look east and west, and it's like we all just completely forget the West. But I think that the team in the West Michigan State plays on the road is a huge threat. I think that's the second most, well, maybe the third most dangerous game. I mean, certainly we have to look at Oregon on September 12th and think that's a good chance for a loss. But, you know, Michigan State going to Nebraska for a night game in early November, that's a, you know, first-year coach Mike Riley, very talented team. As far as, you know, in the East, who might jump up, you know, I think you look at Michigan and Penn State, it's hard to tell. Those teams both look at least a year away to me from really contending, but I think both of them are going to be better this year.
What are your thoughts regarding U of M under Jim Harbaugh this season? What are you anticipating?
Well, you know, I'm very disappointed you waited this long to ask me, Mark, because, you know, Jim Harbaugh should lead all segments on all shows. But, but you know, I mean, it has been an unbelievable offseason of attention on Harbaugh, and I understand why. He's a fascinating character. I think he'll make them better. I think immediately some of their attention to detail and discipline will increase, and that will help them. I'd be surprised if that team wins more than eight. I mean, eight's about the ceiling for them because the quarterback situation is sort of undetermined. But I think if he's there long term, I think he can really turn them into, you know, a championship contender. I wonder at times if he will be there long term.
We want to thank Joe Rexroad of the Detroit Free Press, Gannett sports writer who covers Michigan State football and Michigan State basketball. Have a good time in Kalamazoo, Joe. Thank you.
Will do. Thanks, Mark. Take care.